Valley Sounds.
I'm Treetop, guitarist for The Gifted.
And I am Dave the Wave, bass player for The Gifted.
I've been playing guitar since I was 10. I got into rock because I found this old Cars CD when I was little. It was that song, I Don't Mind You Coming Here, and Wasting All My Time.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time.
Yeah, I found that, and I was like, oh, I really liked this. So that got me into rock. I got into guitar. I asked for a drum set for Christmas. I got a guitar instead. And I didn't know what to do with it. So my grandma signed me up for lessons. It was this after-school program called the Alabama Blues Project. They teach you the history of blues and how to play an instrument of your choosing. And then they put you in a band based on your skill level. So there's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced band. So I was in that program until I was 18. Got into the advanced band, played around Alabama, got stage ready, you know what I mean? They taught us band etiquette, all that stuff, and I was like, okay, I think I want to stick with music. So I went to A&M to be a music performance major and started producing my own music. After my second album, my roommate was like, hey, you should start a band to help promote your music. I was like, that's a good idea. So trying to find local guys to work with me, you know, new guy in town, no one knows who I am, you know? So I bought a drum set and I bought a bass. And I was like, okay, I mean, if I have the instruments, maybe that'll make it easier to find bandmates. So I asked some of my close homies, like, hey, would you be willing to learn how to play an instrument? You know, my songs are easy. And yeah, my bass player and my drummer, they said yes. And we've been going since then. We're 4 years strong now.
I did not come from a very musical background. Well, band-wise, growing up, a lot of my family members were in church, so they were more so like on the choir side of things, like more singing wise. But yeah, like Treetop said, I came down here and I'm from Michigan, Grand Rapids. So I moved down here in 2017 to go to A&M as well for computer science. And I met him at work, I think like 2018, 2019, good Domino's days.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we hung out a few times. From there, I found out he made music. I really liked his music. I wasn't into rock too much though at the time. So he kind of introduced me to more rock. Yeah, we were just talking, and he was telling me about how he wanted to start a band, get a band together to play his music. So I was like, hey, you know, if you teach me how to play your parts, I'll be your bass player. And from that moment is when I learned how to play the bass and we started the band.
I teach part-time at the Maitland Conservatory.
Thank
you. Yeah, work at Maitland's is really great, you know, and the way I try to do it, because, you know, I told you with the Alabama Blues Project, you know, that I kind of model it based off that. I was like, okay, I'm going to start my students off with some traditional blues, something really easy and slow and a little catchy, like Bo Diddley, Hound Dog. You know what I mean? Get them acquainted. And then once we go through the basics, then I more so curate the curriculum for whatever style they want to go to. Like, if I get a kid that's really letting me know he wants to do, like, blues rock, perfect. That's right up my alley. Or let's say I get a girl that wants to do, like, R&B. Cool. Let's go over some basics, and then we can get into that. So I've been teaching at Maitland's for a few years now, and it's been great. He's awesome to work with. I used to produce my own stuff, fried my brain. I was like, okay, I don't want to do this no more. It just takes away too much time from practicing writing. So right now, we record at Five Point Studios. So there's a couple ways I do it. Like, if I'm just strumming around on my guitar and I hear some chords I like, I'm like, okay, I like how that sounds. So there's days where I just bring those chords to the band, like, hey, I got this idea, and then we flush out the rest of the ideas. Our song Mold, that's how that started. It only had three chords, and I brought it to the group, and they just finished it for me. I didn't really have to do much besides that, besides write lyrics. Or I might have, like, a fully fleshed out idea, like Stay was pretty fleshed out before I brought it to the band. I don't know, it's kind of random how the songs pop up. Someone might either has a piece or the full thing, or we all just connect our brains at the same time. It's kind of random. I've done blues for 10 plus years, and I think it's became a thing that became a part of my style, you know what I mean? A piece of it. I don't really want to consider myself a blues artist, but I think anyone could greatly benefit from having a blues background. You know, imagine an R&B singer that grew up in church. You know what I mean? Something like that. You'd think that maybe they'd want to be a gospel artist, but like, no. Yeah, I got some of my vocal techniques from the church, but I want to do R&B. Kind of like that. So yeah, when we were making our EP, we decided like, all right, guys, let's make 15 songs, and just pick the best seven and just see what happens. And the way Cosmo was made, so some of the bars around like Voodoo Lounge, they would book us to play for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So you know, as a new band, we'd have to like really cram a lot of music. And during that moment, we'd hear something in one of the songs we're learning for the gig, and it would just kind of spring this. You know what I mean? Moment between everybody.
No idea.
Yeah, there's a song called Chronic Sunshine by Cosmo Pike. We were learning that to play at Voodoo, and there was this moment we just started jamming over this two-chord progression on the song and just didn't stop for like 20 minutes. Yeah, we were just jamming. It was euphoric, and that's how Cosmo came to be. After that, I was like, man, that was actually like really, really fun. So I just went in my room and wrote some lyrics. And yeah, that's how it came to be. Here's Cosmo by The Gifted.
That's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Yo girl, she said she liked my flow. Let's go away, somewhere where we can be ourselves all day. Come here and stay. Sure, your days never look gray. I'll make sure we have fun every day. We'll watch the sky, well, it's on display. You have no choice, start packing the day. We'll sail just off the coast of Bombay. We leave at once, there is no delay. And when we get to our holiday, I'll pick up my guitar and say, we'll be right back.
wasting our time, and it's not fair, not fair. You showed me that you don't care, don't care. You looked in my eyes and you lied, and you lied. What do I know? I'm just an amateur. So this love, I'm not from planet Earth. Wish I knew this before.
Space Song by The Gifted. Yeah, Space Song is kind of different. it was an idea that was brought on by our other guitarist at the time. He had a couple chords, kind of like how Nigel said he would bring a couple chords. It was just an idea our guitarist was sitting on for, I guess, a while, and he was bringing it up to us, and so we just kind of noodled with it for a while, and I guess it eventually just fell, just fell together.
he already had the song pretty fleshed out. I think the only thing we really added to it was our individual parts and the bridge.
Yeah,
but for the most part, the main riff he brought to the table. Jimmy holds a special place for me. I'd say that was probably our most difficult song to finish. Our drummer, he has a good ear for bass. He played tuba in marching band at A&M, so he already has a bit of a musical background. And he produced the bass and the drums and the arrangement for the full song. So this was pretty much his idea. So he brought it to me. I was like, hey, I just need lyrics and just shred, you know, go crazy on this. So figuring that out was cool. But the reason we call it Jimmy, it's a Hendrix homage. And Hendrix holds a special place in obviously everyone's hearts. But for me as a black rocker, you know what I mean? It holds very dear. So my first record was a Hendrix record. And I just knew, like, as a guitarist, like, all right, bet, you know, all hail Hendrix. You know, I should just know who this guy is and just appreciate it. But I never really gave it a solid listen. So I bought a vinyl. It was the first one, Jimi Hendrix Experience. Put it on, laid down, closed my eyes, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. You know what I mean? This is the sound this guy was producing in the 60s. Like, the amount of adversity he probably went through, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I can relate. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, I tell them I do music, they might assume I'm a rapper or something. They're like, no, I do rock and I play guitar. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's why Jimmy means a lot to me. Just being yourself, no matter anyone else's opinions, you know, So yeah, that we decided to end the EP with that song, Jimmy. Here's Jimmy by The Gifted.
Valley Sounds, so fresh.
Invited you at all.
That was I Don't Know You, Please Get Out of My House by Golden Flakes. They asked us to do a show with them downtown at Fat Sammy's, and they went after us. So I sat down, and I was really catchy. I really liked that song, you know. Had a few beers. I just got done playing, so I got to just sit down and enjoy music. And I think this is my favorite song by them. Yeah, it's really catchy.
I think I would actually have to agree with that. This was definitely one of the songs that caught my ear. Yeah, so no, I definitely agree with that one.
This is PR Nightmare by the Golden Flakes. First year, you know, we were guppies. It was year one. I was just now singing while playing guitar for the first time. He's playing bass for the first time. Our drummer's drumming, and we're performing our first batch of music. So we were guppies, and we had this show at Low Mills Block Fest, and we played with Them Damn Dogs. And I heard about them from a previous job. One of my coworkers was telling me they were their favorite band. I was like, okay, I need to check them out. So when I found out we were playing with them, I was like, oh, that's you guys. So I walked up to the frontman, Jerome. I was like, hey, how long have you guys been a band? He was like, about 10 years. I was like, oh, we're guppies. You know what I mean? So yeah, I was just really, really excited. Yeah, their music's really good. So I'm glad I got to play with them and meet them. Really cool guys. Here is Weirdo by Them Damn Dogs.
I'm a weirdo off the mark and in my own head. Trumpet waking the dead for a dance oblique. On my lonely ride. So I'm a frequent.
Valley Sounds, so fresh.
Shotgun ready to blow. You've got the moves tonight.
And that is Shipwrecked by Them Damn Dogs.
There's an artist who was the founder of the Alabama Blues Project. Her name was Debbie Bond. She's actually on tour right now. And she pretty much took me under her wing for mentorship because, you know, I was 10, still doing grade school, figuring out what I wanted to do in life. I think I was in between being a fireman and a lawyer, different stuff like that. But post-college, when I really wanted to do music and didn't really know what to do, I gave her a phone call. Like, hey, Mama Debbie, like, I need some serious advice. I'm ready to pursue full time. I don't really know what to do. And we sat down over tea and we had a 2-hour talk. And she told me, like, hey, this is what you need to do. And this is how hard it's going to be. This is what to expect. And that was the one conversation we needed. And I took that and started the band. So Debbie Bond's great, for sure. So with the Alabama Blues Project, you know, with beginning band, it's like an army of little kids. You know what I mean? Probably like 50. Everybody wants to be a drummer. Everybody just finishes to get buckets. You know what I mean? So you might have like 10 guitars, about 15 drummers, 6 harmonica players, a big band. Intermediate, smaller. But advanced band is a bit more like a real, like, band. You know what I mean? And Miss Debbie would put them on the bus and have them play around Alabama. So we got interviewed a lot, for sure. We were on the news a lot. I think at one point we were on an issue of Hallmark Magazine. Go to alabamabluesproject.org. Well, no, it's whenever. The only reason I left, because I grew up in Tuscaloosa, and I think I was 17, 18, and we were doing shows, and it was time for me to go to Huntsville and start college. Yeah, there's people in there, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, like, it's not really an age limit. Last year, I got invited to perform at Orion for the Here to Be Seen thing. And they were also playing that as well. I was like, bet, you know, nice to meet you. I heard a lot of good things. And the front man, Joe, he was really energetic, really, really polite, really nice, just left a great impression. And I was like, man, he's a really cool guy. And watching him perform, like, super energetic and go with the crowd, good. Just a great front man, you know, and their music's really great, you know. So, and another group that was good to play with. I think we're playing with them again at the same event. Yeah, Camacho, they're great.
And this is On the Pavement by Joe Canada Camacho.
I'm not worried anymore.
Valley Sounds, so fresh.
That was A Little This, A Little That by Smorgasbord. Electric Bell, they have this open mic they call Amplified. And I think it might have been the first time we went to check it out and we met them. They just sounded really great, you know, and I think at one point we were looking for more backup guitarists for hire. So I met their guitarist, Paul, and we networked and he did some shows with us. It was really cool. And the song, A Little This, A Little That, it just really stuck out to me, the organ. I love me a good organ. So the way the organ came in at the beginning of the song, I really loved it. So their music is really cool. I recommend everyone check it out.
Oh, haunts you in my ears, saying, let me go. Well, why can't you just let the feeling win? Oh, why can't you just let the feeling
Citizens by Drop Diver.
The city has been greatly supportive of us, you know, Huntsville Music Office, Blast Music Arts Huntsville. We had a lot of support in a short amount of time. I didn't think we'd get that much help, you know. So I'd say, like, locally, we had a lot of help spreading the word, you know, getting to play for Panoply, Concerts in the Park, Camp to Amp, you know, all that stuff. But just like you said, on, like, the statewide, regional level outside of Huntsville, yeah, that's where we'll probably need to do more groundwork, you know, social media and a lot more traveling. But locally, it's been a great experience for sure. Yeah.
Like you said, just trying to get out of Huntsville is where we're finding more struggles. It definitely has been an overall great experience. Like, working with people from Huntsville and around has just definitely been a great time.
Sticky Bong Water, they're great. First off, the band name. We did a show with them at Copper Top. I think that was last year. They played right after us, and just another loud, energetic band. You know, the name stuck out to me because when we got, when I found out who all was on the bill, I saw that name and I was like, Sticky Bong Water, I have to check this out.
Out of this place.
And that was I Don't Like It by Sticky Bong Water.
So for social medias, we can find us on Instagram at We The Gifted Official. You can find us at TikTok at We The Gifted Official. We have our website, thegiftedband.com. August 10th, we're doing a Boardman House show. August 15th, we'll actually be playing with Golden Flakes for their album release. More information on the location soon. August 21st, we'll be at Orion for Here to Be Seen. And September 11th, we'll be at the Rocket City Ramble. And yeah, we're working on some stuff for October, November, some stuff in town, some stuff in Florence. But besides those, the next solidified date, December 6th, will be at St. Stephen's Music Hall. So we got some good stuff coming up. So because I want to clear some confusion, if that makes sense. So when we get booked, I always tell people we're Treetop and the Gifted, because half the songs is under Treetop's discography that we perform, and the other half is under the Gifted. So people might look for some of my songs under the Gifted or some of the Gifted songs under me. And I think my next project will clear a lot of that confusion. We're recording another Treetop project called Working Man, recorded at Five Point Studios. It's about pursuing your dreams and the difficulties that come with that, you know, especially being a working citizen in America. Let's say, you know, you just worked a double, you know, because you need money for all your bills and the expenses for whatever you're trying to do, and you get off work and you still need to study for your medical exam, you know what I mean? And then the feeling of going into work, getting off work, getting into it with management, getting into it with loved ones, because maybe you can't really be there for them at specific times because you really need to, you know what I mean, stay locked in. So that's going to be my next project, Working Man by Treetop. As far as the Gifted, we're working on some singles. We have one called WYWD coming up. I'm actually playing keys on that one, so that one's pretty new. Kind of more like a dance, house type song. It's gonna be real fun. So yeah, that's what we're working on right now.
You're listening to Valley Sounds, a production of 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. A big thanks to guest hosts Treetop and Dave the Wave of the band The Gifted. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds and share the local music that you enjoy, then send an email to music@WLRH.org and you may be on a future show. Thanks to all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.